Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Play on, play it. Play on, play it. Yo, Dre, drop the verse.
It's going down, fade to Black Street. The homies got at me, collab creations. Bump like agony, no doubt. I put it down, never slouch. As long as my credit can vouch, a dog couldn't catch me. Tell me who could stop with Dre making moves, attracting honeys like a magnet, giving them orgasms with my mellow accent. Still moving this flavor with the homies Black Street and Teddy, the original Rough Shakers.
Shutting it down, good lord. Baby got them open all over town. Strictly bitch, you don't play around. Cover much grounds, got game by the pound. Getting paid is a forte. Each and every day, true play away. I can't get her out of my mind.
Wow.
I think about the girl all the time.
Wow.
East side to
so
the
good.
West side.
Great pick, Pauly. Ben, you ever heard this before?
I actually have. One of my favorites of the genre. Not my particular favorite genre, but I enjoy this one. No diggity.
This is just so smooth.
What does that mean, no diggity?
No diggity, no doubt. I don't know.
Whatever you want it to mean.
All right. It's up, open for interpretation.
No diggity. I thought to bag it up.
Bag it up. I think that's a reference to condom.
Thank you, Wood.
You're welcome. Bag it up.
Dictionary.
Does diggity mean gonorrhea? No diggity, I gotta bag it up. Right?
You don't want to get the diggity.
You just figured it out.
I'm just doing context clues here, guys. How about a little help? No? Just here on an island by myself? It's fine. At any rate, Ben is
let it wash over me.
Ben is frothing at the mouth right now to talk some Aztecs. He's asked us 40 times, when are we going to talk Aztecs? I said, it's your show, whatever you want.
I spent a lot of stressful moments watching them on Saturday.
Did we, Paul, share with our audience the only way to get Ben to text us back?
I don't know that we actually did.
Did we not share the Aztecs bat signal? We can.
Best.
All right, no kidding. Before you go on to your Aztecs talk, as a show, we have a group text, and I can say, hey, did you see this news or that news? Hey, what do you guys think about this? And Ben is crickets. If I say, did you see that shot by Matt Mitchell? Bing! Ben will write to the phone. It's crazy.
You know, Padres are my number one team, but it's also, Padres is like my career, my life, everything is Padres. I have to always keep it kind of professional. The Aztecs, I can just sort of lean into as a fan. I just cheer for them, and I actually, you know, I get nervous. The games are so important this time of the year. They're right, you know, they didn't want to fall back onto the bubble with a loss to Boise State.
Would have been terrible.
Take over first place in the Mountain West. So much on the line these last two games. And, of course, on Thursday, they won in overtime. And then on Saturday, it's just about the same game. You know, they never trailed other than 2-0, but they also never felt comfortable. It was always a one-point game. It was a three-point game. It was close for the last 10 minutes, and they just played such outstanding defense, just the hallmark of San Diego State basketball, as it's always been. And then, you know, they got the plays when they needed them. Jordan Shackle hit a couple of big threes. Matt Mitchell made a great pass into Nathan Mensah when it was a one-point game. And the best thing about Saturday's game that you love to see with a veteran team, especially Woods, make the free throws down the stretch.
Got to.
You've got a three-point lead. The other team keeps making a two, and they foul, and you just go up, and you calmly, you hit every free throw. Shackle 4-for-4. Mitchell hit a couple to ice the game at the end. That's the kind of team, to me, that I think can make a run in March. You know, guys that don't get flustered in pressure moments like that. Mitchell actually missed. He's a great free throw shooter. He had missed like 3 of 4. But when they really needed him, made them both down the stretch. And they pulled out a 62-58 win to sweep Boise State, take over first place in the Mountain West. And now, All they need is a win on Wednesday at UNLV, and they will win their second consecutive regular season Mountain West title. Good job by Dutch. Good job by the Aztecs.
Yeah, so that's a tremendous loss if they lose, though. Like, is it?
I mean, it's not crippling, but you don't win the conference. You're probably back on the kind of on the bubble a little bit. You certainly need to beat UNLV and maybe win a game or two in the Mountain West. Now, they say even if they lost their next two, even if they lost UNLV and lost the Mountain West tournament opener, they're probably still getting in. But certainly if they beat UNLV or win a game or two in the Mountain West, they're definitely going to get an at-large berth. They will be ranked probably in the top 20 this morning. I saw a lot of the writers who have ballots putting them out there, like Seth Davis had him 17th last night.
17,
hasn't even had him in his top 25 lately. Jeff Goodham had him 23. They were 22 last week, and a number of, I think, three or four of the teams right ahead of them lost. So I figure the Aztecs will be somewhere in the 18, 19, 20 range when the new AP poll comes out. As for the bracketologists, we'll see when they start updating this morning. I know Joe Lunardi had him at number 9, a 9 seed over the weekend. Joe Lunardi will join us tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. to talk a little. It's March, talk a little bracketology, getting ready for the NCAA tournament. Selection Sunday was 2 weeks from yesterday. I do think, though, Woods, now this is just me speaking, not a licensed bracketologist.
Do they give licenses?
Yeah, you go to bracketology school and you have to pass a test.
Finishing school?
Give you your license to be a real bracketologist. If the Aztecs did win out, they beat UNLV and then they win the Mountain West tournament, 1-2-3 wins, their metrics are really, really good. I could see them rising maybe even as high as a 5 or 6 seed for the NCAA tournament, which is, that's quite a bit different than being a 9 seed. You know, okay, well, you take on the 8 in the first round, you can win that one. Guess what's waiting for you in round 2? The 1 seed. Unless there's a 16-1 upset, which has only happened once in the history of the tournament. So you probably would like to move up a couple of lines if you hope to make it second weekend.
No doubt.
So I still think these last few games could be very important for San Diego State, but it does look like they will be playing in the tournament this year, which is great after they went 30-2 last year and then didn't get a chance because of COVID.
Yeah, it would have been a 2 seed last year, more than likely, which would have been a lot of fun.
And Dutch said, you know, everyone loved last year's team, and so did I. This year's team is really special. They're 49-6 in the last 2 seasons.
That's
now
pretty damn good.
It's really good.
Pretty damn good.
It's really fantastic. So congratulations to the Aztecs.
No, I tried to watch, but I didn't have the channel again.
So. Oh, yeah, the Saturday game. You got the Thursday one.
Got the Thursday one, watched it.
You didn't get the Saturday game.
Didn't get the Saturday game. I don't – was there anywhere else? I don't do the – okay. Well, there you go.
That was it. You were done. Sorry about that.
Tried.
I don't know where Wednesday. I think Wednesday's the game's the channel you don't get to.
Cool. So just let me know then on Thursday how
you should get the entire NCAA tournament, though.
Good.
That makes you feel
that'd
any
be
better.
Nice. I got to figure out where all those weird.
True TV.
True TV.
Once a year where you have to find it on
just
your
panicked every March. Oh, God. What is this? True TV is all these weird channels. No, I'm excited for March Madness, man. We got a bracket. We're going to be doing a Ben and Woods bracket for sure. Going to get that work in here pretty soon, and I don't know if we're going to do fantasy baseball this year. I don't think we can, because you can't.
No.
It's not all inclusive. Plus, I was going to make Paul be the commissioner. He's already got to run the bracket thing for us, so can't make him do both. So play fantasy baseball amongst yourselves.
Since we're talking about basketball, Lakers also righted the ship with wins over Portland and Golden State on Friday and Sunday. I guess Dennis Schroeder is a lot more important than we thought he was. He came back on Friday, and a team that lost 5 out of 6 all of a sudden looked good again, and then they clobbered the Warriors last night. So Lakers seem to have weathered their down spell here before the All-Star break.
Not good. I was really concerned.
All right. See, you're done. So let's get back to baseball. Craig Calcaterra, our buddy, writer of the Cup of Coffee newsletter, one of the best out there. His thoughts on the opening weekend of spring training play, Grapefruit Cactus Leagues. It's the month of March. Opening day is 1 month from today, Woods, and we haven't talked to Craig in a while. So we'll chat with our buddy Craig Calcaterra coming up next. Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fam.